More than 100 communities in the eastern region are to be connected to the national grid. The move, which is to improve upon the livelihoods of the people, is also in fulfillment of a major manifesto promise for universal energy access. Addressing the chiefs and people of Utekpolu after inspecting works on the Dumasi-Utekpolu Road, President Mahama said Parliament has approved the project.
We have worked on several projects in Manya alone. For instance, we did the Kwan Water Expansion Project. And in the past, when the water projects were done, they used to forget to connect the surrounding towns. And so they didn't benefit from the water project. The water was treated and it was pumped straight to Accra. But under the current expansion we did at the Kwan Water Station, we made sure that all the surrounding communities also benefit from the water. And so there are many of the communities in Manya traditional area that are benefiting from clean drinking water because of the expansion of the Kong Water Project. Recently, we approved in Parliament two rural electrification projects. We noticed that previous governments in extending electrification in Eastern region had left a very dark hole in Upper Manya. And so we have surveyed all the towns in Upper Manya, and the electrification projects that we approved in Parliament recently, work is going to start in August, will cover that area that was not taken care of in the electrification. We have the legislation for the Eastern University currently before Parliament, and that Eastern University is located here in Krobo land. It is going to make the Krobo area a citadel of education in Ghana.